Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Assistant Agriculture Commissioner Rick Rhodes joins us today to tell us what's happening in the Texas citrus industry. Now, we've heard about citrus greening, but what does it mean?
You know, Tony, citrus greening is considered to be the most destructive disease for citrus. It's been detected in groves in South Texas, but we've been prepared for it and had a plan in place to manage the disease. One important note is that citrus greening is not harmful to humans. It's caused by a bacterium that gets into the citrus trees through insects called psyllids. Fruit from a tree suffering from citrus greening eventually becomes inedible, and after a period of a few years, the tree will eventually die.
So what's being done to create some awareness?
Well, TDA has teamed up with USDA along with the citrus industry, and we've taken steps to try to stop the spread of the disease. This includes quarantines of affected areas, inspection of host plants, removal of infected plants, confiscation of illegally shipped plants, and even a lot of public education campaigns.
What can growers do about it?
Well, Tony, in the commercial groves, controlling the psyllids begins with spray treatments, usually done between mid-October and November, and then a second round can be applied in January or February. And I'd suggest for more information that people contact Texas, or people visit the website texascitrusgreening.com.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Assistant Agriculture Commissioner Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.